In November, residents of Fulton County and the City of Atlanta could vote to fix roads, sidewalks, and intersections. This follows $250 million in infrastructure upgrades that Atlanta voters approved last year. WABE's Molly Samuel checks back in on some of those projects and reminds us what that referendum was all about.
Maybe you've noticed pieces of your commute getting a little smoother with fewer potholes. Atlanta's been working on 10th Street in Midtown, for instance. Faye DiMassimo is the general manager of the city's infrastructure bond program called Renew Atlanta. She says they're not just patching the potholes. The city is actually fixing the streets.
We're addressing all those underlying base conditions that you don't see that are probably the reasons for those potholes to begin with, so that we're not just topping.
She says now those streets should be good for at least 10 years. It's all part of Atlanta's plan to deal with a $1 billion infrastructure backlog. DiMassimo says the bond package voters approved last year won't cover everything, but it's a start.
There's 300-400 projects total. Everything from something as small as a roof replacement or a heating and air replacement or a window replacement on a building.
Or in one case, an entirely new building for the Martin Luther King Jr. Natatorium in Old Fourth Ward. Work is already starting on a new indoor pool and rec center. Renew Atlanta is also upgrading sidewalks and traffic lights, and they're catching up on things that really should have happened years ago. For instance, in a subdivision in southeast Atlanta where the roads have never been fully paved.
We've gone through stages of just hopeless.
Jerry Hicks lives in that subdivision called Villages at Oakshire. Last year, he walked around the neighborhood with me. He was frustrated that his recently built house sat on a rough, gravelly street.
You have manholes all over the place sticking out of the ground, and it just doesn't look like it's in a developed area.
In April, with money from the infrastructure bond package, the roads here were finally finished.
I was taking pictures the whole day. I was videotaping the whole day.
Hicks says the effects go beyond just having the roads look better.
It just revived the whole community. You feel better about living here as well.
So that's one result of the Renew Atlanta program. But every project isn't getting quite that reception.
So we're going to have a quick presentation. If anyone wants to move up here...
This is a neighborhood meeting in northwest Atlanta, hosted by the city at a senior center on Fairburn Road. The idea here is to really redo Fairburn, make it into what planners call a complete street.
So we want to make this a road that is safe and equitable for everyone.
That means here adding bike lanes and crosswalks and narrowing some lanes for cars. There's a handful of people at this Fairburn Road meeting, and the presentation goes a little off the rails over the bike lanes plan. People don't like it.
Widen the lane, do something else with it, but not bike lanes.
That's Vernell Cowan, who lives in Collier Heights.
I'm glad that they're doing something out here in our geography, because most of the time we are left out here. Everything is usually downtown, midtown, in town, and north of town.
But
if they feel like that they need to have complete, what is it the man said, complete street project, then they need to convince us, because we are out here driving every day.
Some people do want bike lanes there, says DiMassimo with Renew Atlanta. Several other roads in Atlanta are up for complete streets redesigns under the program, including MLK, DeKalb Avenue, and Howell Mill. DiMassimo says these larger street makeovers are part of Atlanta's long-term transportation plan.
There's already a notion that the transportation network of tomorrow has got to offer opportunity for a multitude of users.
The city plans to finish all the Renew Atlanta work by 2020. For big projects like complete streets, Atlanta will hold more public meetings to collect feedback. Molly Samuel, WABE News.